Mwela vya kutikabie ni muimbike mwitumpike mwumenshi. Chashupa shani. Ila hili mwugu itumpika kuichefya. Ilo lomba kusasanga. 7th tip. Pola noku pola. Fibashi vyaya. Na wewe ine uchite fiofini. Mwileke lila cheo. Chiwa chika tepaliwe. Lesa mpale sana. Lekeni mupele kwa ama number esu. 0977-281905. 0977-281905 and 0955-281905 0955-281905 nga muri mu Lusaka mulefa kuisa mukulongana na ife pa Sunday ni 8:15 ku Garden House Mumba Road or you can get in touch with us para yae nama nambara iyo namu pera na ilo bachila pera obunte yae nama nambara ya la mchita guide nga mwatanda na ife tuwa la mchita guide 8 hours mwafika kuchechi mwalondoka leke ni mwise mwani resefa nga mchitila chukula mpale.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The evening main news bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
With the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumbai Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. Citizens First support calls to halt processing of 77 bills. Governance expert dissatisfied with government's reasons for cancelling rights conference. An international news, Chad declares state of emergency in Lake Chad region after Boko Haram attacks. And in sports, Rabiot targets France's third World Cup star at 2026 FIFA World Cup. And now the news in detail. Some senior citizens in Northern Province have complained about the continued lack of adherence to traffic rules by taxi drivers and motorbike riders. Kapwibwi Chilufya, who spoke when he featured on One Love Radio's Kickstart Breakfast show in Kasama, complained about the behavior of motorists and bikers who he says are making their own rules when driving. Mr. Chilufya says motorists are showing the lack of understanding and disregard of the traffic rules when driving. Contributing on the same program, Mr. Kafula, another local resident, feels road traffic accidents are on the rise as a result of having underaged and youthful drivers, most of whom are not registered. The Citizens First Party has expressed support to the cause made by LCK Freedom Foundation and Chapter One Foundation to halt processing of 77 bills which are currently being tabled in Parliament. CF Media Director Innocent Lupia says this call must be supported lest Zambians find themselves trapped in unscrupulous laws that subvert the electoral and democratic provisions in just 9 days. Mr. Lupia has questioned why the panic, why the desperation when government had all the time to ensure the rightful and comprehensive procedures are observed. He has alleged that these are somewhat typical maneuvers under the Mingalato guise that clearly shows the UPND fears in the face of elections, especially that common majority Zambians are waiting eagerly to reclaim their freedom of expression, avert exacerbated home economics and hunger, curb inequalities in job appointments, including serious versions of dictatorial tendencies across many social spheres. Governance expert and human rights advocate has expressed dissatisfaction with the government's reasons for cancelling the Human Rights Conference. Wesley Mianda says government has a duty to clearly communicate the reasons for the cancellation in a way that is easily understood by all stakeholders in order to dispel rumors and speculation surrounding the decisions. He notes that the cancellation has brought about widespread assumptions and and criticism from various stakeholders across the country, hence the need for transparency and clear communication. Mr. Meander Feather says the cancellation has portrayed the country in a negative light, adding that it also reflects a lack of consideration for stakeholders and international delegates who may have already made travel arrangements.
Going forward, in that conference, we still need it. As a governance expert and human rights advocate, I think I have to advocate that that summit is still very important. And if anything, let the government find a way of allowing that to take place here in Zambia, because we need to attend. It has to do with people's rights, people's freedoms, so that at the end of the day, no one should claim that the government has been unfair on their part.
Now, Western Province Presidential Campaign Team Media Coordinator Spooky Mlemwa says the reintroduced free education policy by the new Dawn administration demonstrates President Hakainde Hichilema's strong commitment to promote citizens' access to education. Mr. Mlemwa says it is gratifying to note that what began as a campaign promise by the president while in opposition is now a reality, as free education is now government policy, which has resulted in 2.6 million pupils going back to school who previously were not able to afford school fees. He has also appreciated the school feeding program introduced in schools, which he says has significantly reduced absenteeism.
Further, much appreciated school feeding program has been introduced in schools, which has significantly reduced absenteeism and greatly improved attendance. The nation is alive to the fact that education is indeed an equalizer and greatest investment and responsible government will give to the youth, as President Hichilema has done by introducing free education in Zambia. It is for these reasons we are calling on the Zambian people to renew President Hichilema's mandate for another five-year term in the forthcoming general elections slated for August 13.
A clergyman in Kasama has called on residents not to exchange their voters' cards for cash, warning that the practice undermines democracy and the future of the young people. Father Walia has told One Love Radio News in Kasama that he witnessed individuals offering money to residents in exchange for their voters' cards in the past ahead elections. The clergyman's remarks come amid his growing concern from groups of people about voter inducement in parts of Northern Province. He has since urged residents to resist short-term financial pressure and instead think about decisions that will benefit future generations. Will you take a break? Just stay tuned.
The Information and Communications University is complementing government effort in promoting legal and safe mining for all Zambians. IFU is offering a short practical training course to artisanal and small-scale miners and those who intend to venture into mining. This training covers identification of rocks and minerals, mining operations and equipment, health and safety in mining, environmental protection, licensing and compliance, qualification, national registration card, NRC. Apply now at www.icuzambia.net. For more information, contact the ICU School of Mines, Department of Artisanal and Small Scale Mining at +260 763 302 596 or +260 973 263 492. For analysis of mineral samples, contact the ICU School of Mines Laboratory at +260 973 263 492 or +260 973 833 434.
Chad has declared a 20-day state of emergency in the violence hit Lake Chad region on Thursday, following a wave of deadly attacks blamed on jihadist group Boko Haram. The decision comes after at least 26 army personnel, including two senior generals, were killed in ambushes this week, triggering nationwide mourning and intensified military operations. Government spokesman Gasmin Cherif says authorities reviewed the worsening security and humanitarian situation in the region, citing renewed Boko Haram attacks, civilian displacement and growing threats to people and property. The latest violence followed a deadly raid on the Baka Salorum military base along Lake Chad, where at least 24 Chadian soldiers were killed and several others wounded, according to military sources. Sherif also says President Mahamat Idris